My father had been poisoned by a rival tribe. Told me my father's enemies were forever the enemies of my own heart. From that day, I would never be a child again.
As the eldest son, Temujin grew up to lead what was little more than an extended family. And on the steppes, a small tribe was weak and vulnerable. To survive, Temujin knew he must forge links with other tribes, and there was only one way he could do that.
Her name was Borte. There were only two things to know about the marriage. She was a woman of beauty. And the sable fur they gave us was worth 1,000 of the swiftest horses.
The great tribes of Mongolia were locked in a spiral of murderous vendetta. There was only one law on the steppes. If a man wanted something, he took it. Now, Temujin had something another man wanted. The Merkit tribe had feuded with Temujin's father. Now Temujin himself was in danger. And especially vulnerable was his new wife. The secret history records what Temujin, the man who would one day be Genghis Khan, did next.
They've taken my wife. I knew what I had to do.
What Temujin had to do was to escape.
Only a fool fights a battle he knows he cannot win.
Wife stealing was common on the steppes. Borte knew she had no choice but to submit.
I had just one friend I could trust, Jamuka. As children, we had sworn the vow of Ander. It was the most sacred vow of all. We were blood brothers. A bond that joined our lives as one. With my sworn brother, Jamuka, my power had been increased by heaven and earth.